When Anna in the Tropics won this year's Pulitzer Prize for Drama, few people had actually seen it, even the Pulitzer judges. Its playwright, Nilo Cruz, had never had a work on Broadway. But a star-studded production, opening tonight in Princeton, New Jersey, has pushed Cruz into the limelight, and his play a step closer to Broadway. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
Hundreds of men sit in a large, hot room, rolling cigars by hand. Off to one side, a man on a raised platform reads to them as they work. This is the lector, and playwright Nilo Cruz says lectors would often read from the newspaper or from political texts, including the Communist Manifesto.
They were so outspoken and certainly were socialists. And I think that's one of the reasons why that, like in 1931, a lot of them were fired from the cigar industry. The cigar owners from that era were intimidated by the role of the lector. And it's unfortunate that the tradition came to an end.
In addition to frightened factory managers, noisy new machines for sorting tobacco helped put the lectors out of business. They were replaced on the factory floor by the new medium of radio. But during their heyday, lectors would read news and political theory in the mornings. And in the afternoons, says Cruz, they would read fiction, novels like Don Quixote or Wuthering Heights, or the works of Shakespeare.
A lot of cigars are named after romantic love stories. I mean, a famous label is Romeo Julieta, which is Romeo and Juliet. So I thought that the story that the lector was reading at the cigar factory had to be certainly a romantic love story. And then I decided that it should be Russian, too.
Looking at him, Anna Karenina felt a physical humiliation and could not say another word. Her beloved felt what a killer must feel when he looks at the body that he has deprived of life. The body he had deprived of life was their love, the beginning of their love.
When the lector, played by Jimmy Smits, arrives in Tampa from Cuba in 1929, it's as though he's come from another world, says Nilo Cruz, a world seen through the words of Tolstoy and Cervantes.
It seems by the literature that he has been reading, he has a certain kind of understanding of humanity that perhaps your so-called banker or barber or pharmacist might not have. And I think it's just living close to books.
The lector elicits a range of reactions from the other characters in Cruz's play, from the hostility of the factory's management, to jealousy from some of the cigar rollers, to love from one of his co-workers.
You've been looking at him the whole night. You're falling in love with this man.
Maybe just as much as you are.
I don't like men.
Then why do you always want me to tell you what I do with him?
Because he's part of the old habit we have of listening. We are listeners.
The lives of Cruz's characters become intertwined with the words of Tolstoy's novel. And that, says Jimmy Smits, is a metaphor for how the play, or any work of art, works on its audience.
Sometimes a great piece of art can change how a person, the viewer, looks at life. And that's what happens in the course of this play. This book that this lector brings to these workers has a distinct effect on every single one of them.
Anna in the Tropics is just the second play ever to win the Pulitzer Prize without first having a production in New York City. Cruz's play had its only production last year at a 100-seat theater in Coral Gables, Florida. That meant no one on the Pulitzer's nominating committee or its ruling board had ever seen the play on stage.
That's why I didn't think I stood a chance, because my play hadn't been done in New York. And I also learned of who were the other finalists. And, I mean, it was Edward Albee and Richard Greenberg, and both of those plays had been done in New York. So I think the play was chosen just on the basis of the written word, you know, just what was there on the script, which was pretty amazing.
The merits of this particular play really shone, and it stood out.
Misha Burson is a theater critic at the Seattle Times and part of the nominating jury. She says the play's strengths were evident even without seeing it on stage.
We're not giving prizes out for the best production. The script itself is a beautiful read. It was rich in character. It had a fascinating parallel story going on with Tolstoy's Anna Karenina. So we're talking about quite a number of critics just being quite seduced by this script.
Playwright Nilo Cruz says he smoked cigars while he was working on Anna in the Tropics, but that's as close as he's gotten to the factory floors of Ybor City, the Tampa neighborhood where many cigars were made. Cruz was born in Cuba and moved to Miami with his parents and sisters when he was 9. Cruz says he learned much of what he knows about the lectors from research he did at the University of Miami, in part because the world he tries to capture in his play is gone.
Ybor City has become a place for tourists, and it's just a drinking city, actually. People just go there on the weekends. And I was supposed to go to Tampa, but I decided not to go because I really thought it was better for me to imagine the place instead of getting drunk there.
New York got its first look at Cruz's Ybor City last spring when the Public Theater staged a reading of Anna in the Tropics. And that's where Jimmy Smits got his first look at the script.
What I love about the piece is that it's not a play about wearing your culture on your sleeve. It's more about art and emotional things that happen with characters. And that other stuff is just the framework.
Playwright Nilo Cruz agrees that the play reaches beyond its time and place. The characters on stage may be mostly Cuban Americans, but the name in the title belongs to a 19th century Russian socialite.
I sometimes think that the main character in this play is Anna Karenina, which we never see her, but we hear the story. I think she's certainly the catalyst in the play.
And with the same fury and passion as the killer throws himself upon the body and drags it and cuts it, he covered her face and shoulders with kisses. Yes, these kisses are what have been brought by my shame. That's all today from Anna Karenina.
There's no guarantee that Anna will galvanize critics and audiences in New York. The last play to win the Pulitzer without playing in Manhattan first was The Kentucky Cycle in 1992. The play was widely panned when it opened on Broadway the following year. Anna in the Tropics opens tonight at the MacArthur Theater in Princeton and moves to Broadway's Royal Theater in November. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.